this 9 direct management keys. These are 9 things that every manager needs to have in their mind, that every manager needs to master before you get to a whole lot of other stuff. And they're not necessarily any particular order except for the last one. Number one, you need to learn how to say yes and how to say no and when to say yes and when to say no. I'm going to talk about my wife again. My wife is a lovely woman, and I'm not saying that just because she's here. My wife is one of the nicest people anyone's ever met. I know this because my wife does not know how to say no to anybody. Everybody who calls her for almost anything, she automatically says yes. The only time she doesn't automatically say yes is if I have to be involved. Then she'll say, well, let me talk to Mitch, and I'll get back to you. And sometimes she uses me to say no, but that's another story. But one of the things that came out of this, one day we were talking and she said, you know, I don't have any time to do anything. I've got this project here I want to work on, I need to read this, I need to do this, but everyone is taking up all of my time. And so I said, well, why do you let people do that? She says, well, I don't know. Standard answer by a lot of people, by the way, I don't know. Nothing wrong with saying I don't know, but I don't know shouldn't be the end of it. I said, well, let me ask you, if every once in a while you said no and you gave a reason why, you think those people are going to tell you they don't like you anymore? I said, no, everyone's an adult. I said, you notice that they don't call you all the time. You have someone they call you every single day for 2 weeks and then suddenly they drop out of your life for 2 weeks. Do you think that every one of those days during that 2 weeks, they're wondering, geez, I wonder what Robin's doing. Man, if I should call Robin. No. Wonder if Robin still likes me because I haven't called her. No. So, we worked on it, and she has learned how to prioritize so that if she really has a project that has to be done, she can say no and give a reason. There's nothing wrong with that. But the flip side of that, as a manager and leader, and even though I'm not a parent, as a parent, is you can't automatically say no. Now, like I said, I'm not a parent, but I had parents. Everyone in here had parents. And one of the realities of parents is that quite often when your kids ask them something, the answer is no. And sometimes it's for a good reason. Dad, can I jump off the roof with this towel on my neck? No. That makes sense. Dad, can I go outside and play baseball with the guys? No. Well, that might not necessarily make sense. Your kid's got a cast on his leg, maybe, but sometimes you answer because it's the easiest thing to do. And it may work on kids if you want to deal with the whining and the crying and whatever. But with adults, you don't treat adults that way. But I've seen a lot of managers whose automatic response to everything is no. They could be saying no because they want to be the ones to keep the status quo. They don't want to see any change. They don't want to see anybody else come up with a good idea that can help out because they're afraid to look bad. They could be saying no out of fear because they don't understand the concept. And they don't want to take the time to understand the concept. My God, I got all this work to do and now you come up with something else? No. But that's not effective. That's bad business practice. If your answer is only to say no without any reason whatsoever, you're not being a good manager. You might be throwing out the thing that's really going to make your business succeed or make your company succeed. You've got to give people your attention. Now, every once in a while, someone comes up with something that's just really bad. So you say no, but you give a qualification. We're adults. Adults deserve to have those things qualified for them. Or you can say, not sure. Can you give me more information? Can you find out more about this? Or you can say, well, maybe we need to research this. I don't know about parents, because parents quite often say, I don't know, and from what I remember, I don't know usually meant no. Because I don't know very many parents who actually said, well, let me think about this, and actually thought about it. Or, well, let me review this, and call up the other parents to find out, hey, what's going to go on here? Are they going to be chaperones? What are we going to do? There's some who do that, but not many. So it's just easier to say no. But it's not fair. But that's number one.